Aaron, you dealt with a collarbone injury last season, and you know all injuries are different, but what advice would you give to Nick Foles in terms of returning from an injury like that during the season?
It's tough. It's a frustrating injury because it's not a place to get a ton of blood flow, so you just have to be a good patient, do what little rehab you can do, and just realize it's going to take some time. There were some reports when I got hurt that it was, 2 to 4, 3 to 5, 4 to 6, and you just kind of have to block all that out and realize those people don't know what they're talking about. It's just, every bone, every person's body heals differently, and every person's blood flow and bone healing is probably a little different. So when you're ready, it might not be when you feel like you're ready, it might not be when the bone's healed yet. So you just got to wait till the bone heals, and hopefully for him it'll be a similar situation that we had here last year.
Aaron, I don't know how much of last year's Eagles defense you got to see on film, but what do you see, what's different about this unit this year as opposed to last?
Well, I mean, they're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You know, a big day last week with all the sacks. And they got multiple guys with pretty high numbers in sacks. So that always helps. And you can get pressure with your front. It definitely helps the back end. With the back end, adding Malcolm Jenkins definitely helps. You got solid corners and safety play. And, injury with D'Amico, but the linebackers are playing well. It's a defense that really understands timing of their pressure schemes, and obviously it helps when you got a solid pass rush because you don't have to cover for as long. So they did a good job mixing things up with their coverages and their fronts and their pressures and trying to keep the quarterback off balance.
Aaron, could you talk about the chemistry, especially you and your receivers, but especially between you and Jordy?
Yeah, we got a good chemistry. We spend a lot of time playing together, talking about the coverages and second, third reactions and how he's going to run routes and the timing I need him to be open on. So there's a good dialogue between the quarterback room and the skilled rooms. The guys are going to be catching the ball. Always want to make sure we're on the same page as far as depths and spacing and timing. That's what the West Coast offense is all about. It's about a timing offense and accurate throws and being at the right place at the right time and understanding concepts and reading coverages. And those guys do a really good job of being prepared every week. They're very well coached. But it's all about communicating and being on the same page.
Aaron, your home road splits. You're scoring nearly 20 more points at home than on the road. Is there anything to that number?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we only had 7 at Detroit, and I think we had like 16 against Seattle. So we played a couple good defenses and didn't do a whole lot. And we've been kind of getting it rolling a little bit better the last 6 games. But it's our defense has forced a lot of turnovers at home, which has led to some points for us. We've done a good job of scoring on first possessions, and then we had a couple blowouts at home. I think that's kind of the only reason. But we know we got to score points against this team this week.
Hey Aaron, the first half against the Bears, when you threw the 6 touchdowns, what was kind of working for you guys?
Well, most of the things we were calling was working. They blew a coverage for a big touchdown. We had a screen go for a touchdown. We had a scramble drill go for a touchdown, and we had just some good play calls with Andrew on the over route in the red zone, and then Bostic on the 4th-and-1 on the goal line. So, we just did a good job of being efficient, and then the guys made some plays for me when they had opportunities. Randall had a great one-handed catch there for the 6th. So, we're just efficient in the red zone, and did a good job of finishing off those drives.
What's the weather forecast for your area this weekend?
Cold.
And snow? What else?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't got the final report yet. Things change so much up here from, every 2 days or so. You got to kind of redo the forecast. But I'm sure it's going to be below 32 and a little chilly.
And getting back to the collarbone, because that's obviously what Foles is dealing with now. The fact that it's the non-throwing shoulder, which is what you had, how is it different when it's the non-throwing shoulder compared to the throwing one in terms of the recovery?
I wouldn't know about how the right side was. The left side, at 6 weeks or so, I felt good. I was throwing in practice and stuff, but the scan just wasn't showing that it was completely healed yet. So I would assume if it was the throwing shoulder side of the collarbone, that would make for a little bit longer recovery because of the risk of throwing too soon on it. But for me, with the being a right-handed quarterback and doing my left side, you know, it was easier to kind of get back into throwing once I felt felt pretty good about the collarbone. But it's a matter of waiting until that thing heals up and you feel confident about being out there and not risking further injury.
In terms of your film study of the Eagles' defense and their pass rush, is there a number, a guy that keeps popping up that's been standing out?
Well, Connor had a great game last week. You know, he did good things off the edge, and then they had him spying Cam, obviously, and I think he had 3.5 sacks last week or so. But he's an athletic guy who does a really good job with his hands, and he's a smart, very smart football player. Played against him in Houston a couple years back, and he's an active guy who keeps coming at you. But that's the whole front. Those guys are high motor. You know, playing against Trent a few times over the years, and I have a lot of respect for his game. I mean, he's a high effort guy who is very good with his hand placement and second and third reactions. And you got to be definitely aware of how long you're holding it and when to. Yeah, when to get out and when to throw it away.
Have many teams spied you this year?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some spy for sure. You know, some teams have tried some various coverages behind their spy, rushing three and spying a guy. So, we've seen it.
How well, if at all, do you know Mark Sanchez?
I've met Mark a few times, and we've had the same representation. So I've known him for a while since he came out. I've seen him on a few occasions.